Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Raheemy Harrison Grody. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And the Bears, for the second straight season, are going to start 4-2 in a season. And that's where you probably temper your enthusiasm a little bit if you're a Bears fan, because you saw it last year. Look ahead, though, and there are some winnable opportunities coming up.
How dare you, Kevin Kugler? How dare you? That was courtesy of Fox Sports. Kevin Kugler and Daryl Johnston on the call. And I'll bring up Moose later in this program, because I'm pretty sure Ben Johnson did something that either referred to him or Troy Aikman. In the meantime, this is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And yeah, as much as we look back and as much as we think about, like, say, for example, last week, it was the revenge game to the Fail Mary against the Washington Commanders. This time it is 4-2. Things were so good. Let's flash back to last year when the Bears were 4-2 and they had just gone to London. So then they had a happy flight on the way back from London. They had played the Jaguars, who basically play there now. And Jalen Johnson sitting up there looking at the TV or the big Jumbotron. And he's like, oh, we have a lead. And it did remind me of what we saw in the shots at the end of the game against the Saints. You know, like, it was just happy team units, happy rooms. Like, Roma Dunze and DJ Moore high-fiving over the win after the game. You can see that on the Bears' social media. Then there's happy linebackers. Tremaine Edmonds and TJ Edwards and Tremaine Edmonds are sitting there chatting happily. Kevin Byard's little smiles, you know, after another interception that he had. Everybody's all happy and they're well and good. And that did echo last year's 4-2 start for me. But this had better not end the same way, or else we will all short circuit and my brain will fry itself.
There was a really put yourself back, and I hate to do this to Bears fans, but it was a good time last year. Let's be even more specific.
Marshall was happy because the game was early and he got to wake up early and have the rest of his day.
Oh,
like that.
And did you not look forward to the show? That you're like, yeah, I have my day ahead of me. Like, what were your moods after the game in London last year?
I think the thing was I was overwhelmed with the fact that the game was so early, and it made for a joyous day in Chicago because everyone was in a great, great mood. They had not suffered like the stress of a noon Bears game or a later window game or, heaven forbid, a night game. The game was over. It was a comfortable win. And so everybody was able to live out their Sunday after they got kind of a head start. And I got a workout in, and I was like, oh, tomorrow we're going to talk about this. And I'm going to have to be very real with the people and let them know. All this does is prove that you can beat bad teams. That's all it does.
Well, and in that game, and here's the thing, and we took it as just a game. Not a lot of us looked at it the way Marshall was. We just looked at it as, oh, there it is. 4 touchdown passes in that Jacksonville game in London. The game prior to that may have even been a better game for Caleb Williams. Rams in a 36-10 demolishing of the horrible Carolina Panthers. Three touchdowns that day. Or DJ Moore, I believe, had three touchdown catches that day.
Sorry for saying Jacksonville. I'm just so used to them playing in London. Yeah,
all good.
It was a very bad Panthers team, who's also not as bad now.
They're not as bad now. But even before that, Bears were riding high on a ramp, win over the Rams. And I believe that was on the road, right?
No Puka Nacua, no Cooper Kupp. I just want to point that out.
Let me tell you, how many times did I last year say to myself and to you guys, and I'd be like, how they beat the Rams? And it was injuries, but still.
Fair enough.
Still.
Yeah, it's true.
But they beat the Rams. You're like, oh, everything's great.
And then how about that the Indianapolis game, you look at the numbers for Caleb Williams, 363 yards last year, but he threw the ball 52 times. Remember that game? I think that was the Doug Kramer game, too, if I'm not mistaken. Or some sort of Matt Eberflus breakdown on the sideline. But the point is, I go back and the vibes were kind of similar now to what they were last year in terms of, and it was different because we were feeling Caleb at this moment.
That
last
was it.
Year.
It was the rookie season, and we're like, oh, they're starting to gel, or is he starting to, is the offense starting to take shape? So that said, let's listen to Caleb Williams about this year's 4-2 versus last year.
I would say similar in a way, obviously, just because you're 4-2 and, you got things rolling. But I think at this moment, I think what I said recently or just a minute ago is the living in the known of if we do the right things throughout the week, if we practice the right ways, if we, if we do enough studying, if we watch enough film, if we do all the right things, we got the coaches, we got the players, we got the belief in each other, coaches, everybody, everybody inside that building, that we will, come out with a win. And, I think that's the difference.
What is living in the known, by the way?
Oh, he talked about that. I thought that was a really good point when you talked about practicing during the week and knowing that you are going to beat a team. Being confident enough in your practice and in the results of the plays that you're running on both sides of the ball, where the execution is good enough to where you know you've got this. And then he compared it also after the game to weeks where they had in practice where you're going, we're going to have to play perfect in order to have a chance. So that's what he meant. That was also really insightful out of him. So that's that reference.
That sounds more like a daily affirmation to me. That's what you're good enough, you're strong enough, and doggone it, people like you, and you're going to win. You just keep telling yourself you're going to win. Is that pretty close, Layla?
No,
the known known?
Do you remember when, like, for example, Nick Foles famously said he knew we couldn't block this. Like, he knew, he was like, this play isn't going to work. I think, even though they won't tell us, that there are times where during the week that happens in practice where they're like, oh, we're going to have to overcome a lot if we want to win this game. And he's saying that this is the opposite of that, like, where we've got this. Mm.
Okay, so let's talk about why it is like last year. Okay.
Uh-oh. Here comes Dark Cloud, Mars Hall Harris.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
We were getting too philosophical.
The team.
No, I think that's a discussion worth examining.
No,
but
no,
yes.
I think
it's silly. But go ahead.
No, I don't think it's silly at all. But I just want to get to the bare bones of this.
Bare.
The teams that the Bears have beaten this season, only one of them have a winning record. That would be the Detroit Lions. Okay? When you look back at last year and the teams that they beat to start last year, only two of them ended up with a winning record. That would be the Texans, who they lost to, and the Rams, who they beat, but again, were severely hampered by injuries. Okay? When you look at the teams that they've beaten this year, tell me how many of those teams you believe will be in the playoffs this year.
Okay.
That's kind of the issue.
The next couple weeks on the schedule look like that, you know?
I'm not saying you shouldn't just take the wins as they come, but what I'm saying is when you look at the 4-2s and compare them side by side, my issue is this. They lost to that Texans team. They got obviously lost to that Detroit team. But really, the Detroit team is the only team I can be like, yeah, that team's going to the playoffs. The other teams... Maybe the Cowboys will go to the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. No.
We know.
Maybe. I guess because of Dak. Yeah, maybe.
Well, yeah, Washington, 3-1.
Washington will get their stuff together. I know they are.
I don't know. They just got beat by the Cowboys, and Jaden Daniels is out.
Yeah, that's the thing. The NFC East is open, so you can't say that necessarily one of the wild card comes out.
Here's what I know. I know that the Vikings are not going to the playoffs. I know that the Saints are not going to the playoffs. And I know that the Raiders are not going to the playoffs. So that severely hampers what you've done so far this season. And the thing is, part of me is like, yeah, Lamar Jackson, be out so the Bears can continue to pack in wins. But part of me is like, if he plays and they win, that's way more valuable as far as where this team is versus if we see Cooper Rush at quarterback.
I have to read something to you guys here that we were just talking, living in the known portion. Okay. I just got a text message from our great colleague, Chris Emma of 670thescore.com, and he writes to me, "Thanks for reading my column on living in the known, you dingus."
You wrote a whole column on it? I didn't read it either. I feel bad.
Sorry, Chris.
But I will read it now, Chris.
Chris, I love your stuff. I read most of it. I will officially read that during the break. Read Chris Emma.
Some people like Chris Emma. You're not one of them.
Yeah,
this is a pillow.
Did he really say dingus?
He did. You want me to read it again?
Yes.
Thanks for reading my column on living in the known, you dingus.
Also, everybody's right. The Rams win was at home. I just was pointing out that they beat the Rams, which now if you look at it,
Layla, I said the error.
I said the Jaguars because I was like, teal team plays away from
dingus
his
is
home.
A good word.
It
I like
is.
Dingus is a great
it's
word.
It's a great word.
Are we even allowed to say it?
I was a little worried, but I was like, these guys will dump me.
Dingus is safe.
I'm just used to being dumped by now. Yeah.
Text from 773 is crazy. On
it
this
is,
show, you guys pretend to say something good about a Chicago team, and then y'all follow up with 10 straight negative comments. You guys are an overall reflection of Chicago sports radio, but y'all show is extreme as hell with a negative bull-ish. Yo.
All caps, 95 exclamation points.
Yeah.
Let that person cry themselves to sleep.
But
that's not what we do.
That's
I just spent like 5 minutes talking. If you don't want to actually listen, but you're still listening, thanks for listening, I guess.
No, and
but
Mark, are you...
No, that's not what's going on.
I meant to do this yesterday and I forgot. I'm going to...
Your rhymes are not on time.
The Webster's definition of nuance. Read that aloud so people can understand what nuance is because they are struggling with it.
It used to be good to comprehend reading things, and now it's a flex to not. So I like 773. I live in that brain of yours. Tell me how it's going. So we have Patrick Manley coming up next. I'm Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. A lot to discuss with him because there's still roster concerns when it comes to special teams. The health of Kyra Santos, how are we doing there? Jake Moody was kicking again on Sunday. And, of course, we can talk to him about a lot of what we saw communication-wise with the offensive line. So we'll do that next. I'm Raheemy Harrison Grody on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.